Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 29 for Monday, August 22nd. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger in early activity on Monday. The November contract was up $1.60 at $470 a ton, supported by advances in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans. Losses in the Canadian dollar against its U.S. counterpart added to the gains, as a weaker loonie makes canola more appealing to international buyers. However, the market was pressured by losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soy oil market. Chicago soy oil declined Monday morning following overnight advances in Malaysian palm oil, which had a bearish effect on canola. Trader positioning ahead of a production report due out Tuesday from Statistics Canada was also a feature. Investors are likely to take profits ahead of the data, which is expected to show large production. An upcoming regulation change, which could curb the amount of canola China buys, added to the declines. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were stronger while corn and wheat lost ground. Soybeans were up 3 to 4 cents per bushel on Monday with the September contract at 10.32, extending strength from last week's advances. The soybean market has a large amount of speculative and net long investors active in it, which is supportive. However, mostly favorable growing conditions across the U.S. Midwest limited advances, as crops are in a key development phase and many expect a large upcoming crop. Strength in the U.S. dollar also had a bearish effect on prices. Corn prices were slightly weaker but mostly unchanged in early activity, with the September contract down half a cent at $3.34 a bushel. The market was pressured by losses in the crude oil market. Crude oil futures declined more than 2% in early activity as China dramatically increased its exports in July. That's bearish for corn, as weaker crude oil prices reduce the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of biofuel. An ongoing U.S. crop tour, which is expected to show large yields, added to the declines. For wheat, prices were down 1 to 6 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.21 a bushel. The market was feeling the bearish effects of high global production in early activity. U.S. hard red winter wheat production is expected to increase 27% this year, which pressured the market. A stronger U.S. dollar added to the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, August 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.